Hey, it's Dave. So we have a new Elon Musk interview by the Financial Times released just today. I'll link to it in the video description below. I want to go ahead and share some highlights from this interview. I think there are some great comments and insights from Elon, and I'll share my reactions and thoughts as well.
I'm confident that we will be able to sell all the cars we can make.
So here Elon Musk is asked if his involvement in Twitter will upset people and thus have a commercial impact, will hurt Tesla sales. And Elon Musk's reply is, hey, they've got a major problem right now. It's not a lack of sales, rather. It's actually too many people, or so many people want to buy a Tesla. So he doesn't anticipate any problems actually with Tesla sales.
We're actually probably going to limit, just stop taking orders for anything beyond a certain period of time, because, you know, some of the timing is like a year away. So
Elon is sharing that now they're considering to stop taking orders if the wait time exceeds a certain amount, let's say over a year or so. This is just because, you know, they don't want people waiting too long for the cars.
There are some raw material constraints that we see coming.
Here, Elon Musk is asked, what are the major challenges to scale to 20 million vehicles a year by 2030? And Elon responds that, yeah, maybe in 3 years or so, there could be some raw material challenges with lithium mining, also with cathode materials. And it's actually great to see Elon and his team look and plan ahead, even 5 to 10 years out the road. They know the exact kind of demand and production numbers that they aspire to, right? They're looking to grow at least 50% per year. They know what are the major hiccups, what are the major roadblocks and limiting factors, and they can plan and intentionally try to overcome them and actually start the process even right now.
It's really the equipment. I think the single biggest constraint would be the equipment necessary to convert the ore into battery-grade materials. And we're working on that with suppliers, so I'm not saying that this is an impossible thing to address. It is simply one of the problems along the way to getting 20 million vehicles.
So Elon expounds on actually the specific problems of raw materials. And it's basically the equipment that's required to actually mine and process these materials. The equipment is not scaling, or if Tesla doesn't get involved in the supply chain, it's not going to scale fast enough. So that's why Tesla is stepping in. They're working with suppliers right now to make sure in 3 to 5 years that everything, all the equipment is ready and is actually deployed to mine and to process all of the raw materials they need, right, for their ambitious growth plans.
There are no arbitrary limitations on what's needed to accelerate sustainable energy. We'll just tackle whatever set of things are needed to accelerate sustainable energy. And doing mining and refining or buying a mining company, provided we think we can change that mining company's trajectory significantly, are possibilities. Yeah.
So I really like Elon Musk's attitude here. He's basically saying there are going to be no limits, no restraints. We're going to do whatever it takes to transition the world to sustainable energy. So if mining or processing raw materials is the major bottleneck, then Tesla will do whatever it takes to fix that problem, even if it means, right, acquiring certain mining companies.
Do you think you're likely to stay at Tesla?
As long as that can be useful.
So Elon is asked, how long does he intend to stay at Tesla? Elon responds, as long as he can be useful. I think this is a great answer. And I think all Tesla shareholders should be actually pretty happy about this. The default plan actually, I think, is for Elon to stay with Tesla for the indefinite future. I think also, especially with Tesla's real world AI plans, Elon sees a super long runway of innovation and lots of things that he could actually help with.
And we can easily whip out a prototype of any kind of car you could possibly imagine with a small team in 6 months. Now, you know, we have a team of 100 people in 6 months. Now, to bring that to fruition with high volume production is 10,000 people in 2 years, and that's 3 times faster than the rest of industry.
Here, Elon is detailing a bit more of his thoughts on prototyping versus production. He says with a team of 100 people, in 6 months, he can whip out any prototype he wants. But in order to scale, right, to production, or actually full production, they're going to have 10,000 people over 2 years to do that. It's a massive difference.
So we're just going to take the heat. But if we believe that that the probability of injury is reduced, and we are very confident of that, But we also know that we're going to be sued despite doing the right thing. We will do the right thing and get sued.
Elon is asked about FSD and liability, and Elon shares that they're going to do the right thing no matter what, even if a lot of people sue them, if they get a lot of lawsuits regarding FSD. I think this really separates Tesla from the rest. Elon is willing to push the envelope to push FSD as fast as possible because he really believes in saving lives, while other companies are going to approach this a lot more cautiously and being probably a lot more risk averse.
Well, Tesla is, I think, as much a software company as it is a hardware company. I think that's why Tesla's been able to recruit some of the world's best software engineers, is because we value software engineering so highly and do not regard it as an afterthought.
Elon dives into the software advantage of Tesla. A lot of people call Tesla a car company, but I think they completely overlook how much software expertise Tesla has acquired over the years.
We have an incredible team. We have the best real-world AI team in the world, the best real-world AI team that on Earth. And we're seeing more and more incredibly talented people join our team.
Tesla has the best real-world AI team out there, and they're attracting some of the best artificial intelligence specialists and experts out there in the world. And this is really important because in artificial intelligence, you just can't compete with subpar talent. The talent really makes a big difference. And Tesla is showing that they're really hitting their groove by really being kind of this attractive landing spot for some of the best talent in the world.
And we're really not seeing anyone else being close to solving real-world AI. And we just don't see anyone else that we're aware of making any significant progress in real-world AI apart from Tesla. I am quite confident that we'll not merely maintain our software lead, but increase it.
Wow, this is a really bullish assessment by Elon Musk. He's basically saying that Tesla is the only player or the only real substantial player really making big progress with real-world AI. So what does this mean? This means that, yeah, Tesla has really cornered the market. And I think a lot of it deals with data. Other companies just haven't made the big investments that Tesla has made by outfitting every single car, right, with autopilot hardware that can actually run their neural nets and collect the data that they need. I think Tesla, in some ways, is not just in the pole position, but as Elon is saying, is their lead is growing. And so he's confident that actually Tesla's software advantage will actually grow in the future and not become smaller.
There's sort of separate objectives with different shareholder bases. And I think, you know, I don't see a ton of merit in combining them.
Elon is asked if he's ever going to merge his companies like SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, Boring Company. And Elon puts the rumors to rest. He basically says it's not going to happen. The shareholder bases are just too different, right? They're wanting different things. And this is what I've experienced talking to some major shareholders. There just is no interest or actually opposition to combining SpaceX and Tesla into the same company.
I think the future of Tesla is extremely strong. So Tesla has no debt. It has a lot of cash, there's a sort of a short-term hiccup with the COVID restrictions in Shanghai. But to the best of my knowledge, the future of Tesla is incredibly bright, and I think we will throw off a tremendous amount of free cash flow.
Elon Musk gives a bull case for Tesla. He says the future is super bright. Regarding their balance sheet, right, they have basically almost no debt and they have a lot of cash on hand. He does give some risks short term, though. He says in Shanghai, there's this hiccup, right? We know that Shanghai was shut down most of April. They're actually going through some difficulty ramping up as well with different suppliers, the rumor says. So yeah, it could be a challenging quarter for Q2 regarding Shanghai production deliveries. But in the long run, right, Elon is saying that Tesla's going to just print massive amounts of cash flow. And that is kind of the big long-term story of Tesla, I think, is that Tesla, as they grow their revenue and they increase their gross margins and operating margins, they're just going to be left with a ton of operating profit and cash flows. All of that operating profit and cash flow, sure, it would be great if they could put that back into the business, but they don't really need to because they're so capital efficient. They only need to spend like a few billion dollars per quarter reinvesting into their factories, into new factories, et cetera. And they're gonna have a lot of cash left over. There's likely gonna be a point sometime in the future where Tesla is printing just so much cash, right? They're just gonna accumulate. Who knows what they're gonna do with it. But under Elon's management, though, I'm very confident that Elon will find a way, right, to use this cash. He's not not one to shy away from big opportunities. Another bullish thing, and another reason why I'm actually optimistic and hopeful, if Elon remains CEO of Tesla, yeah, Tesla can continue to grow and surprise a lot of people. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing, and I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.